Good morning. Today is Tuesday, March the 13th. Joining us this morning, what happened to the sun? I mean, it was so nice yesterday morning being in here, and you know, the sun's blowing through the window, and it's nice and warm, and... Okay. Nobody in here has the answer.
It's sunny above the clouds.
It's
always sunny
here.
The
always optimistic Richard Stenger. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, he just had... Yeah, okay, fine. That really goes far with me, too. Now, last month, when Tony was in from the Visitors Bureau, he was all excited about a couple of designations and some things that were going on. And he kind of put you out there as the cause celeb in this whole project of getting a Lonely Planet recognition of our area. Accurate?
Well, we're marketers, Brian, so we tell the truth, but sometimes we tell it slowly.
Yeah. You tell the truth, so, but you make it fascinating. That's the phrase, right? Yeah,
right.
Make it fascinating.
I'd say I'm very fortunate that I have a very easy job, and for the most, I promote tourism to Humboldt County, in particular with the media. And one of the easiest things about my job is I just point to these giant redwoods and say, look at those. And then, you know, that's a very rewarding but easy job. I just remember just pointing to the redwoods. And we did work with Lonely Planet for some months in advance before the selection process. We helped provide video and images and just some anecdotal stories. And then they brought up the advance crew, and we took them on some fun snipe hunts down
what,
in...
What is a snipe hunt?
Well, I mean, we took
them... I know what it was in high school, yeah. But I don't think it's quite the same thing.
We just fun adventures in the redwoods, some unscripted, some... We had some stops, actually, in some groves. I kind of
played tourist?
Yeah. Mostly along the Avenue of the Giants, and in fact, one of the person that from the magazine that we were with made the connection between the trail we were on and did a impromptu shortcut to go see a albino redwood called the Spirit Tree, which we had seen earlier. I actually had never made the connection that these two groves were connected, and somehow she managed to intuit that, and you know, just
took a wrong turn and found it.
Yeah, exactly. The value, though, of the PR for this award, that is the number one U.S. destination for 2018 from Lonely Planet, cannot be overemphasized. This is the number one world travel brand. They've sold 160 million travel books.
Books?
Books.
All right. Somebody after my own heart.
Right.
And books.
They also are on this thing called the internet, you might have heard of, Brian.
And they have
hundreds of, I think about 100 million views, visitors a month. They have TV shows. And we've been tracking with them the PR value. And in just 1 month, it's generated, and this is a conservative estimate, the print value and TV value of over $1 million, about $1.3 million. That is, if you were to have to purchase a comparable amount of, you know, airtime or time on Brian's radio station here.
Well, Rudy Maxa had whoever the executive director guy is of Lonely Planet on that same weekend, and they were talking about the area. So it certainly spreads its tentacles out.
Right. And the reception, too, has been very good. You know, they didn't do a lot of cliche responses. I won't say any particular Portland that come to mind, but a lot of the destinations were unusual. Cincinnati, Ohio, for example.
Yeah.
Boise. But they really went strong with how people lived in these communities, how they live, what they like there. A lot of these were written by locals. Ours was written by someone who got married in the Redwoods. So that, you know, that certainly helped our cause. What a fairy story, a fairy tale ending almost.
So the person who did the article,
yes,
was that for okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, what standards do they use? It's not like redwood trees haven't been around for a while, so it's not the discovery or the uncovering of something. But is it a different perspective, or is it just individuals who are making the determination?
Oh,
making their first visit or seeing it from a different perspective that kind of starts to get the wheels moving?
Well, they are known, Brian, but they're not like considered like front of the line national park like Yosemite or Yellowstone. And in a sense,
sure, the high volume stores.
Right. Yeah. And in a sense, it's been overlooked to some degree by the international travelers for these other parks when they come to America. So in some regards, they're trying to show the world what can you see in America that's being overlooked by the world. And well, in a sense, we haven't in terms of brand awareness, so to speak, of the Redwoods. We have in terms of compared to the other super heavyweights in the national park arena. So we feel this is it's a long time coming. We're not surprised, but we're pleased that in this sort of this theme for this year of kind of overlooked gems that they put us a number one.
How many national parks are there in the West? I mean, you got Yosemite and Yellowstone. I mean, I'm wondering if the West is kind of overlooked in general terms, or certainly the Northwest.
I'd say a lot of people outside of this area, I think you're right. The Pacific Northwest is a whole different area than the West. When the West, people think cactus, cowboys.
Wyoming or Arizona.
Yeah, not rain and rainforests, which we have, or dinosaurs.
At least this morning we had rainforest. Holy cow, is that, did it wake you up?
Yeah, I like,
was,
I like it.
It's like,
nice.
This
yeah.
was not... not what I was wanting. Yet again, back to sun and weather. How's that for a full circle argument? KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Richard Stenger from the Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau.
Ding, 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 ding.
All
That's
right.
correct.
That took about 6 months. When folks come to the area, Richard, who are experienced with WOW, okay? I mean, I'm sure these guys have... they've been to the Andes. They've been to all these other really large, impressive things. What do they see? What words do they use? Because awe-inspiring, okay, great. You know, that's probably a hackneyed phrase for them because they use it so often in so many different settings. What were some of the one-word responses that you heard or comments that you heard from them in our area? Was there any... consistency with that? Was there any?
Actually, there is. Anything? There is. But it's not exactly the answer you're expecting. First of all, I'm reminded of the Colosseum.
Roman or L.A.?
we'll say Roman. And for 1,000 years after the fact, the Romans just looked at that as a big heap of stones to grab building material from. People didn't pay any mind to it. And they didn't realize that people from far away would come visit and see a whole different thing than what they have seen in their day-to-day life. And these trees, in a sense, are the same for a lot of people from around the world. We're used to them. We drive by them. We shrug.
It's normal.
They've got them. We've got them growing in our back and front yards. I've had the honor of bringing people from all over the world, from Korea, from England, to see these trees, and they've never seen anything like it. There's nothing like it in where their countries. Some of these people are world travelers, but they still have never seen anything with proportions, with perspectives, with smells, with sounds, like a redwood forest. When I say sounds, in some sense, I mean lack of sound. They've never been to such a quiet
the softness.
Forest. Yeah. So we had Dan Duane here from Sunset Magazine. He parachutes in, figuratively, all over the world to interview extreme travelers, extreme explorers, base jumpers. He's been to the Andes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I took him to see Atlas Tree up in Prairie Creek Redwood State Park. And the words were, there were no words. We had been sort of chattering, and all of a sudden, silence. It was as if he had been hit with a dumb stick, not intellectually, but audio-wise. And he didn't say a word for a minute, and tears started coming down his cheeks. And he wrote about that. He said, you know, I've been all over the world. I've seen it all. But nothing has touched me like this, ever.
It's interesting to get that perspective of somebody who has had a lot of experiences. When you get somebody who is less sophisticated as a journalist, do they have a different attitude? Experience?
Yes and no. Some of them might, you know, it's just something to check off. But even then, I think the sheer immensity of the experience, it gets through even to the thickest person. And sort of the general city thoughts and feelings that they bring with them, that sort of gets muted, and they do, you know, it's hard to resist hugging the trees. That's sort of a no-brainer for if they're in a group.
I brought
a group from Korea of travel writers a month or so ago, and I had never seen a group of people so glued to their technology. I mean, almost 24/7. I mean, I don't mean that necessarily in a negative way. It was very impressive, the skill they had on their phones, their cameras, and even them, as we're going through the trees, the bubble broke, and they connected. And I'm embarrassed by this part of the story, but we were on the Drury Parkway. The time was closed, and they were shooting
That's
film.
That's National Park, right?
Redwood National State Parks. We'll throw it all together.
Regular normal terminology. Okay, yeah, the main drag.
Yeah, it's the old Highway 101. It's the little it's the mini Avenue of the Giants in Redwood National Park. It's an 11-mile.
Yeah, the old highway.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the road was closed to traffic that day, and they're shooting into the sun with their film and their cameras. And I'm like, oh, you really shouldn't be doing this, blah blah blah. Silly me. They showed me.
they'd figured out how to shoot into the sun.
They shot what they ended up shooting, both on still pictures and in video, turned out to be one of the most, if not the most inspirational Redwood Experience video I've ever seen. And the 2 minutes they put together for their trip wrap-up, which is all over Korean media now, it's absolutely phenomenal. And it's interesting because they did the Redwoods and they did San Francisco, and guess who got top billing and 80% of the airtime in their video? Because San Francisco, as beautiful as it is, you know, they've been in Seoul. They've probably all been to Tokyo, so, you know, great big cities, you know. But the Redwoods,
a little bit different.
Yeah, they went wild there, pardon the pun, and the results were quite dramatic. It's on our Facebook page, which is /Redwood Coast, facebook.com/Redwood Coast, if you want to see it.
It's 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Richard Stenger from the Visitors Bureau, Eureka Humboldt County Visitors Bureau. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, and by American Ag Credit. Richard, during the break, or before the break, rather, in the last segment, you were talking about some of the words that struck people that they use, some of these travel writer types. And certainly positive words were being used. And I was thinking as you were sharing this, these are people who are traveling here from God knows where throughout the world, right?
Right.
Okay. And we've got, what, 20 million people within a 15-hour drive?
Yes.
And we get just a real sliver of those people bothering to come up and visit the Redwoods once in their life, let alone twice or for anything more than a day or two stopover. What do the international media folks get that the folks who are within driving range don't?
Well, you go, it's back to the Coliseum. People, they have their own versions of the Coliseum, so they want. Why would they want to go see the real McCoy if they have their lesser Coliseums down there? And that's
so like
actually
John Muir or Yosemite is a substitution?
Well, no, they have redwood forests down there. Smaller, more fragmented, more crowded, and more convenient.
So what is the difference? What are they missing?
Well, qualitatively, ours are the best, they're the biggest, they're the oldest, they're the largest, they're the most pristine.
So those are second growth or third growth?
They have there are some patches of old growth down there, but due to the geography, they're not where redwoods grow their best. This is where they, even before the clear cutting and so forth, this is where the biggest redwoods are and still are, just due to it's the perfect conditions right here at the edge of the Pacific Northwest.
You're bringing back the fog and the weather here into the discussion, aren't you?
let's not get it all foggy now.
All right, good deal.
It's interesting that you bring up these other parks because I'm amazed by the number of people, native Californians, who've never been to Yosemite. I'm a transplant. My wife's local. She's never been. Yosemite was one of the first places I ever visited. It's one of the first places that I caught the California bug from.
Yeah, it's intriguing for me because I think a lot of us that are here, and here can be wherever you're listening to us from, we are not people attracted by crowds. You know, I'm repelled by crowds. I don't want crowds. I don't want lines. I don't need that. But obviously, if you're living in the Bay Area, you can't really get away from the crowds. So I would be curious to know if some of these folks would just feel uncomfortable not being around crowds, not being around noise, not being congested, and that being out in our part of the woods would be mentally, almost physically uncomfortable for them.
I'd say a lot of people, even in the Bay Area, they are looking for an antidote to the cities too. And in fact, most of our visitors actually are from California. So there are Californians coming here.
Not just a big difference between us and Oregon in our part.
Yeah,
right?
They don't spend as much as international guests. But one thing we can do to remind internationals and locals and everybody more about sort of why this is a primary number one destination is we do have at our office hundreds of window clings or decals for businesses. The translucent ones that you put on your door, that they're really nice, circular, with the Lonely Planet logo saying Best U.S. Destination, Humboldt County, or Redwood Coast, as it's officially called in the magazine, 2018. So if anyone would like them, they're welcome to come to our office or call us. And you can find us at visitredwoods.com. That's our email, our website, visitredwoods.com. Be glad to give you or your business, or if you're a chamber, you want to take a dozen or so to help get the word out there. You know, you can stick it next to your Yelp decal or your Zagat decal if you're a restaurant or lodging property. And Brian, I'm sure you want some here for all the visitors
or
down
your,
here at the end of March
show,
Avenue.
Yeah, shopping show poster. Yeah. Giants banner. Okay, fine. It's interesting for me to project into another area for who's number two.
Boise, Idaho.
Louisville, I know, was one of them because I was kind of surprised because I was there a couple years ago at the Bat Factory. Yeah, they make baseball bats in Louisville. You know, Louisville Sluggers.
Well, number two is nice, but you know, being number one.
It's cool that people outside recognize that distinctiveness of any community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it does kind of peel the blinds off of the eyes of the locals. Do you sense that there's going to be more than just bragging rights with this? I mean, exposure? Are you starting to see conversion, if you will, of this information to people being excited? Or is this, okay, sometime in the next 25 years, we're going to go to Boise and swing by and look at a redwood tree also?
The week of this announcement, a hotelier in Ferndale said his phone started ringing off the hook. This is the first week after it circulated across the internet. So the reaction, that's one anecdote, but it happened right away. So we've seen results immediate. There's been coverage in 500 media outlets around the world that we know of.
Picking up the...
That have picked up this story. I can only imagine that this will be offer fantastic results for years to come.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:42. We'll be back with more.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Fly Humboldt remind you that flying local is buying local and supports local jobs and investment. Fly Humboldt is a community-based coalition of businesses, organizations, and citizens dedicated to getting more flights to more destinations. We know that reliable and affordable air service is a critical part of a healthy community. For more information, visit flyhumboldt.org or find us on Facebook.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Richard Stenger about, well, Lonely Planet's designation of Redwoods is the number one destination in the world for this year.
Nice.
Country, pardon me. We're number top five in the world, though, right?
Or they have a few different lists. We're in their new book, the hardbound book, The Places to Be, or something like that. And we're near the front. Yeah, we're...
Okay. How do we distinguish, or do we distinguish, between the various elements of the redwoods in our area?
Well, it takes a little time, I have found, but I'd say a lot of the different groves do have distinct personalities. Off the top of my head, I'll think of Grizzly Creek State Park, and the first that comes to mind, that's where the speeder scenes were shot in the third Star Wars, The Last Jedi, or I'm sorry, Return of the Jedi, I'm getting them mixed up. My kids love it because they've gone there and they've identified the locations from stills of the movie where the trees were. So you can't help but go through there and think of Star Wars and Ewoks and so forth. There's Prairie Creek, which you walk out of the visitor center at Prairie Creek State Park, and within 3 minutes in any direction, you're going to be staring at not just some of the most massive trees on the planet, but one of the most genetically diverse redwood forests anywhere. Most redwoods are cloned. However, Prairie Creek, the redwoods around there, are an exception. A large number of them are grown from seed. And there's no one's, I think, exactly sure why, but it might have something to do with the fact that the local Indians had burned off the prairies for millennia. So if you do that for millennia, well, you're going to get a lot of redwood from seed. And because of that, you have more diversity in how they look. It's like the United Colors of Botanical Benetton. You have lighter shaded trees. You have darker shaded trees. You have blonde bark. You have red bark. You have brown bark. Some have very twisty, curly bark and gnarly limbs. Some are ramrod straight up. And everything in between. You have champion champion trees that have perfect proportions. You have bizarre trees. You have such an incredible diversity of trees. Just visually, it's very noticeable. You compare that, say, to Rockefeller Forest, where most of the trees are cloned. It's an impressive forest. It's the highest rate of biomass in the world, highest concentration of biomass in the world. But we won't talk about trees of mystery.
Mysterious trees.
Yeah, they have some.
Versus everything being.
Ryan had to write that down.
Yeah, being comparable, and that's good. What about the various groves? Do you take folks to various groves because of what they're looking for, or to show those differences?
I say the groves around Prairie Creek, you show the genetic diversity. Rockefeller, you show the density, and tall trees groves for the most mysticalism. And also along the Avenue of the Giants, Bell, Cheney, and Bell Grieg groves have the absolute most stunning redwood sorrel carpets of green. If there are leprechauns,
that's where they
this
are.
This is where they live. It's fantastic.
Well, good. With a little California accent thrown in for good measure. On St. Patrick's Week. You had to bring that one in.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thanks,
see everybody
Brian.
Tomorrow.